I don't remember the cuts, but I do remember the ham. I do remember that, and the bacon, the sides were used for bacon after they cut it away from the ribs. My grandmother was good at making homemade hog head cheese. Okay. They would use the head for that. And the pig feet, you'd have the feet to use, you know. In other words, the chitlins were even used. There was a lady in the community who specialized in chitlins, and my grandmother, like my grandfather, would kill a hog, and he would send the chitlins to her, and she would clean it and whatever, and use it for her own use, or I don't know if they ever gave them any of it back or not. I don't remember, but I know she used to get the chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, other than that, then they used to smoke some of it to preserve it, salt it down and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little place behind the house called a smokehouse. They would get hickory wood and all that kind of stuff and build a fire and cure it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They didn't have freezers like we do now, the mm-hmm. freezing meat, so they had to either salt it or cure it some kind of how.
Mm-hmm. What about the salty part that they use for seasoning, like greens or peas or something like that?
What was it called now? I do remember that. I guess smoked bacon, I guess that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think they used it, they salted it down and used it in cooking greens and peas and beans. And it was the white bacon, I think they call it. Yeah, you have the white bacon and then you would smoke some and have it smoked bacon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was the one that you salt down with the white bacon. That's what it did.
Okay. What do you call that part that's on the outside of the bacon? You know, it's hard.